today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
But he's not on this album, but there is a Dave Grohl connection here. So another Nirvana connection.
Right. Telly, another one.
Hey there, it's Jim Lenihan here on Rockin' the Suburbs. We are up to part 8 in the punk series with guest hosts Paul Hayden and Vasanth Ramamurthy. Today they're going to talk about Washington, D.C. punk. Yeah, this is perhaps your finest punk, I think. All right, so here we are, guys. Take it away.
And where are we going to next?
We are going to focus specifically on the Washington, D.C. area and the Discord label with a few releases from there.
All right, why don't you start?
Okay. I am going to cover a split record, which was the Faith Avoid split release, which was released in 1982. The Faith was a band led by Alec Mackay, who is Ian Mackay's brother. Among other bands Alec has been in. He started out in a band called The Untouchables, which was featured on the Flex Your Head compilation, which is an early DC hardcore comp. But The Faith was kind of had a similar melodic approach to Minor Threat, where they played fast hardcore, but it was a little bit more approachable than some of the other stuff. And on the flip side, you had Void, which was something of an outsider band in the sense that they weren't from the DC area proper. They were actually from Columbia, Maryland. So very, very nearby that area, but they were a little bit considered outsiders just because they weren't from the city proper. Void is a completely different band from The Faith. They're more of a unhinged, sort of a metal and hardcore crossover. You have a pretty skilled guitarist here named Bubba Dupree, kind of showing the influence he had later. He has played with Kim Thayil from Soundgarden, as well as project with Dave Grohl, and I believe he's in some bands now with Kim as well, and some other people from the Pacific Northwest. I think he's relocated there, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, The Faith Void is, you know, considered a pretty classic piece of DC hardcore. So, you know, the great debate that people like to have is which side they prefer. And I don't know if I can answer that right now, but I'll just say I do have a Void t-shirt. So I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Sounds good. I do remember the band Faith. And the one I was going back, I was listening to this. I'm like, man, this doesn't sound familiar. But then I realized the one I had was Subject to Change by Faith,
yeah,
and that was
their album, right?
Yeah, the album. So I liked what I heard. I mean, it's definitely, it's got that DC, that Discord sound. I like the idea of splitting up the album because they're not all that different. I mean, they have the same kind of spirit. But I like that, you know, they bring it. Again, good guitar work, which seems to be another common thread here. And I definitely want to go back to it. I just ran out of time, unfortunately. But I did give
Cool.
it a spin and say, yep, I'm going to go back to this one. All right, next up is I'm going to talk about a band called Scream and their album Still Screaming. They're also on Discord. They formed in 1979 in Bailey's Crossroads, Virginia. They were a hardcore band influenced by Bad Brains, but also by just rock and roll. The Stahl Brothers' father managed rock bands in the 60s, so they heard all this stuff growing up, and they kind of melded the two influences, and by 1982 they were ready to record their debut album in Don Zientara's Inner Ear Studios. And the album, 17 tracks, shows great breadth. They have hardcore, you've got reggae, even a little bit of acoustic guitar on Laissez-Faire. Never wears out its welcome. I find it still very, very listenable and enjoyable. And I guess the fun fact here is it's the first full-length album that was released on Discord. And then the other little tidbit, where you may have heard of the band Scream, later on, Dave Grohl played drums for them, I think as they were kind of ending their run. But he's not on this album, but there is a Dave Grohl connection here. So another Nirvana connection.
Right. Tally another one.
Yeah.
This one, okay, if I'm being completely honest, I actually prefer the follow-up Scream album, The Side Up, as well as some other later stuff like No More Censorship. But yeah, this one I think is interesting for the exact same reasons. I have the same notes that you mentioned. They do a lot of interesting sounds. Laissez-Faire, I took a note about the acoustic guitars. Came Without Warning is a great album opener. And then on the song Fight slash American Justice, yeah, they definitely following in the footsteps of Bad Brains, taking influence from reggae, as well as you mentioned, not afraid to show their classic rock influences, which definitely they showed it more later.
Yeah.
Later albums, more classic rock and metal influence. But yeah, definitely a good start. for their career and early Discord a cool release for them.
That one more Discord album we're going to talk about, right?
Yeah, I mean, we could, talk for hours about our favorite Discord releases, but I just wanted to bring up one more, which was a band called Dag Nasty. The album is called Can I Say? This is their first album. Dag Nasty was formed by Brian Baker, who was the guitarist in Minor Threat. So after Minor Threat broke up, he started this band. It was released in 1986, and this is sort of right there in what they call a revolution summer in DC, which is sort of a shift in politics, shift in sound, shift in audience, for a lot of changes happening in DC at the time. Sort of the violence and the in the scene that was happening in DC, and people were tired of that. People were tired of playing super fast hardcore, and things change with Dag Nasty and another band we'll mention in a minute here. But like this is like Revolution Summer when things really change and the sound shifted in Discord and in DC. So yeah, this is pretty much like your platonic ideal of what melodic hardcore is. The songs are extremely catchy, sing along, anthemic choruses, but still maintaining, some amount of speed and guitar work and stuff. And then this was also a this album was again because of the melodic hardcore sound, it's big influence on like later emo bands and stuff because again because of the sound and also lyrically. Another part of Revolution Summer was lyrics becoming more personal rather than political, so talking about how the writer songwriter was feeling and what they were thinking rather than telling the audience, this sucks or this should change and that kind of thing. So yeah, so this is
Yeah.
the start of that. So this album is amazing, as well as their follow up, Wig Out at Denko's. But yeah, this is my pick, Can I Say by Dag Nasty.
Yeah, great pick. I do like this. I remember having it back in the day and thinking this is a welcome change because, as we said before, there's only so you only do so much with the 1, 2, 3, 4 stuff. And similar to Scream's This Side Up, which I also like. I thought that was a good kind of a natural transition for Scream and then for Brian Baker too, going into Dag Nasty. And correct me if I'm wrong, but do you feel like maybe the vocals were perhaps a little bit higher in the mix than they had been in the past That's kind of what I got from listening to it today, or recently, compared to what I remember by it. Perhaps another sign of where emo kind of picked up on, where the lyrics are not only more personal but perhaps more important to
I can
express.
see that. Yeah, I see what you mean. I think the guitars are not as sort of distorted as, in hardcore. And yeah, definitely the you can definitely understand what is being sung rather than what was being screamed previously. So I would agree.
Yeah. All right. Any other albums you want to talk about from this period or this
Yeah,
era?
just a couple others. Rites of Spring, which is the other album I was alluding to in terms of Revolution Summer. So yeah, this is, considered by many to be the first quote unquote emo album, just because of Guy Peixoto's the way he sings and the lyrical content of this album. Amazing album. It was in the Rock in the Suburbs 80s album tournament, I think. Patrick picked it as one of his. Unfortunately, didn't fare that well, but that doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. It's still a great album. Go listen to it if you haven't already. And then the other one is a band called Grey Matter, which is the album Take It Back. This is very very much sort of, I guess, similar to Dag Nasty in the sense it's very melodic and catchy, but cool guitar work. I don't remember if it's on this album or the next one, but they do an amazing cover of I Am the Walrus by the Beatles, which needs to be heard. So yeah, Grey Matter, definitely one of the more underrated Discord bands, so check them out.
Excellent. All right, that's going to do it for 80s Discord.
All right, that was part 8 of the punk series. Tune in tomorrow for part 9 when the guys will talk about 90s punk. Now we're moving away from the geographical distinctions and into a time-based episode. Punk from the 1990s. It's Rock in the Suburbs, and they will talk to you tomorrow.